You're listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G here on the sidelines of the Super Bowl. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
And your buddy, Mike the Ghoul here, going to get my sports fix in right here. We're going to love this.
We are going to continue the tradition that we started last year in Season 7. This is Season 8.
Yay.
Woo! Of doing coverage of the playoffs and the Super Bowl before they happen via the Tecmo Bowl predictions, because I think that's hilarious. You can literally go online and find on a website the rosters for every year of the NFL since even before Tecmo came out, because they backdated a bunch of them, and it's pretty awesome. Updated plays, updated rules, they keep this, for a stupid little NES game, they keep this thing current.
This is one of the most elite games from the original Nintendo for football. Like, this and the original Tecmo Bowl, I played the shit out of those as a kid, and this was just, I was tickled pink we're doing this again, that's all I'm saying.
I mean, for if you want a deep sim, sure, you've got the NFL 2Ks from a while ago, you've got the Maddens, you can get invested. If you just want to play some stupid video football, though, I don't think the genre has ever really peaked past Tecmo Super Bowl.
That was the game that first included every NFL team at the time. When you had the original Tecmo Bowl, it was the 12 playoff teams. I forget how many there were at the time. But this really, it expanded to all rosters. They were current at the time in like 1991 when this came out. And it was just great. It was so cool to see, you know, teams that you don't really follow, teams on the West Coast you could play as Stan Humphries with the Chargers, you know, Dave Craig for the Seahawks. Like, you know, this takes me back. I love it.
So what we're going to do is we're going to watch the playoff games for the teams that are up, which is Washington and Baltimore versus Kansas and someone, or I have those flipped around a little.
Washington and the Eagles.
Thank you.
Versus Buffalo.
Philly, that's what it was. I looked at it, and then my dyslexic brain switched them around. I was going to have you tell me what to pick anyway. We're going to have them as preseason games because we're not setting up a whole season and trying to manipulate it to get us into this properly. We're just going to go with, like, some preseason. So there might not be some players that are right or whatever for what's going on. We're going to live with it. It's fine.
It's
good. But we're going to do this, and then we're going to just play three of them. We're going to commentate and talk about it and have some fun with this. And for those of you that are watching on YouTube, you might notice there's actually video now of the two of us, as well as the game footage. So we're just going to be doing this live, and we're going to hope it works. So with that, who are we wanting to run first? I will let you pick the teams.
Got it. Let's run the Eagles. So Philadelphia versus Washington first. That's the first game on Sunday, 3 p.m.
Who do you want first selected? I don't know if that actually matters in this, but
let's do Washington first and Philly second, because Washington's away and Philly's home, and let's hope this works.
We're not even sure what the coin flip's going to do, so who knows. Okay, so Washington versus Philly. And yes, there will not be audio for this, because we do not want to be copyright striked by Google. But we're going in for this. And I see they even updated the logos on that. That's pretty awesome.
Yep. So and you'll be the Commanders.
Commanders. Yeah, they're always going to be the dumbass loser washing team in my head because I'm from that area. They just suck.
There's a missed opportunity. They should have called them the Washington Potatoes. Redskin fix and you get everything. It's perfect.
Washington gets the ball at the 30, run in, immediately gets stomped before the 40. That's good to see. Yeah. I love that.
Jaden Daniels, the rookie here, starting in the NFC Championship. I think that's a little Brian Robinson Jr. off the left side. Big hole.
Big run play right there. From through the 50 to the 40, gets stomped up down at the 35, it looks like.
Yep, that's a really good run on first down.
Good run play. And I want to point out that with Tecmo, you often are going to see similar plays over and over as the quarterback is not throwing for the ball, but then eventually throws, like, wide open. All the way to the 2 for a run in there? Jaden Daniels? Yep. The rookie, you were saying.
Yep, rookie Jaden Daniels. Just absolutely killing it this year. And look at that. You love the updated extra point being in the correct position, too.
Bounce off the post, in for the field goal. That was. I almost worried for their field goal right there, because if you're getting a bounce like on an easy field goal like that, come on. Catch at the 30, gets up to the Washington 45, it looks like.
Yep.
48, maybe. Doing a passing play on this side, too. Yep. Caught at the 35, down to the 20, up to the 15 for a first down. I didn't catch who that was.
That was Dallas Goedert from Jalen Hurts. That's a big play right there. Philly came to play, too.
Another passing play. Kind of sat on that a little, but, and missed for the incomplete. He got rushed and threw it away.
Yeah. Interesting they're not getting Saquon involved here. 2,000-yard rusher, and we're just coming out throwing.
And we're still going for passing plays. This apparently feels like their defense, and it's blocked again. Washington players were all over Philly. Now it looks like we're going for a run play because we're desperate. Yep. And
fake.
Play fake. Intercepted.
Oh, wow.
What are the Eagles? Well, okay. You know what? I think the Eagles suck, too, so I'm perfectly fine with that. So that was in the end zone. So they started at the 25, and they run it up to the 35.
Yep, design quarterback run there. Daniels out. You love to see it. The kid's got some great ability.
Fake.
He's going to do it again. Yep. Try to stop us.
Yep. But doesn't make very much, maybe like 8 yards maybe on that?
Yeah, that positive yards on
part of the yard. Positive, that's true. And they're doing it again. That was two faked off handoffs that the quarterback did, and then threw for that one, but it was bounced, incomplete. Ooh. At the 20.
All right, big third down here for Washington.
Mm-hmm. They only need like 2 yards. I'm surprised they didn't try to just do a run early to get that. But they got it now. They're running all the way from the 50 to the 40 to 30. Stopped at the maybe 34.
Yeah, that was like Brian Robertson, a couple of big runs to start here.
Washington seems very comfortable with their running plays. I noticed that they did that the first round. Big throw that they've done here for the 8 that they're trying to fight off. That took 4 guys to bring him down. Wow. And is that
Harry
the quarter?
McLaurin.
Well, that's already the quarter.
Wow. Yep.
Wow. But yeah, they're very comfortable with their running plays. Their passing plays are doing well. And that's a short pass over to a run play that doesn't make very much yardage, but any yardage is good. That was maybe 6.
Yep.
5, it looks like. 5. Do another. Oh, that's a what? What was Washington doing there? That was wide open in the middle.
And Austin Eckler, a great receiving back, known for his running as well. That was confusing, though. But mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels about.
Yep,
Daniels is just impressive.
Hooks it around the outside. They only needed 2 yards to get in for the touchdown. They ran it in, and that was there again. He's apparently Tecmo Bowl thinks he's someone to watch.
Yeah, he's going to be key to the game on Sunday. It's going to be, can he survive this Eagles defense?
What is their field goal person doing? That was the second one that was on a bounce, and that one bounced out. How do you mess up a field goal?
Wow, Austin Seibert, a really quality kicker for Washington this year, doesn't have it today.
Tecmo does not think he is. That was a catch for, well, it's like 20 caught up because I was almost at the end zone. And then quarterback is doing a short throw, but it is complete. Gets to the 35 there.
Grant Calcaterra with the reception.
There, 35. Have the quarterback aiming up for another throw. Eagles in Tecmo really like their throwing plays there. But he catches that one. That was a wide, long throw to the 25.
Oh, yeah.
All the way down, and that's in for a touchdown. They needed that after that initial interception.
Down.
Yeah.
Quality receiver right there. He came to play. He's got someone you got to get involved early. But I'm surprised. No Saquon yet. All throws.
This is the fun thing about Tecmo also is the fact that it's so fast. It moves really quickly, and apparently no one can hit a field goal to save their life in this game. He made it in, but again, a bounce. What is Tecmo doing?
Mm-hmm.
Would you have taken the knee there?
I would have, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That feels like you wanted to take a knee. Mm-hmm. You want that touchback, but Washington's just going for it.
Deep kick all the way. Oh, ow. That was a
safety.
Deep kick all the way to the end zone that they decided to try and run, only took it to the 15, and then they got safetied. On their run back, quarterback just couldn't throw it, so they punted away down to the 10. Quarterback whoever caught that.
Kenneth Gainwell on the return.
Caught it, took it up to the 23, 25, something like that. Runs it right back through again. Washington had like no defense there. They just left that wide open.
Jalen Hurts loose in the middle of the field.
Yeah, they're like, call a timeout. We don't feel good about that. And they're going to try and field. The Eagles are going to try and field goal at the 35, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. 55-yard attempt here. Jake Elliott, it's away.
No.
Misses it. Wow.
Yeah, well, especially with how preseason field goaling has been going with this game, I'm not surprised it bounced. But that means they get at that spot, and they get to try and run it back. And quarterback throws. Almost blocked, but then blocked again at the 50. Incomplete pass all around. That was a chuck away. Quarterback grabs it, throws it, or doesn't throw it, runs it, and then gets stuffed at the 45, and that's halftime.
All right, 13-9. Very intriguing halftime score here. Washington jumped out to a quick lead. Philly came back 9 points in the second quarter to get this within 4, and I believe Washington gets the ball. No, Washington kicks.
Washington got the ball initially, so they kick it away now. I also want to point out, in the time it would have taken for a Super Bowl commercial break, we played an entire half of football in Tecmo.
Yep, 100%. That's great.
They caught it. Eagles caught it, ran it back to the 20. We're starting at the 20, which not taking the knee basically works unless Tecmo's been updated to let you take it to the 25 now, I think, when you take the knee. If I was reading the rules right, because, you know, I know very little about this. That was a failed pass, by the way.
Jalen Hurts to A.J. Brown again. Incomplete this time. Okay, so it took a whole half of football, but we finally got Saquon Barkley involved.
He went in for a run play. Didn't make a lot of yardage, but got a little.
Mm-hmm.
And then quarterbacks lined up for one of their passing plays that he loves, and I don't know who he was throwing to there on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a guy that was wide open on the north side of the field, and he threw it to the south where no one was even there. Now he's mm-hmm. kicking it away for... I think he was trying to go for an onside kick or something, but he kicked too hard.
I think he shanked that punt a little bit.
Yeah, that was...
field position for Washington.
Yeah, at the 50, basically, that was... He had a lot... that was a run play they did earlier, too. That was the hook around that they used to score.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing there. Picked up a first down and 15 yards, it looked like. And they're trying it again from the other direction.
Look at this. Look at
what
this.
What is that? Eagles, come on!
Washington daring the Eagles to stop them.
We had this happen last time with the Chiefs, remember, though, that they just kept running the same play. Yep. And it just they're doing it. Like right there, that's a third time in a row.
Yep.
It's getting them their yardage. They're already up to the 10. The Eagles 10. That's when it works, just keep running it for a touchdown.
Jaden Daniels all the way team on his back, literally.
MVP of that round right there, sir.
Wow, Jaden Daniels, what a guy.
This is what we noticed, though, again, when we were watching football last year, was the fact that Tecmo loves to run its plays in for a successful field goal, and that's Washington 20, Eagles 9.
Yeah, this is getting to be real trouble round here for Philly.
Philly catches up the 30, gets almost stopped, and then runs it up to the 44, it looks like.
Good field position this time.
Better than they had. But they get smashed and drop fumble! Are you kidding me?
What
is that? Shake off and a touchdown.
Wow, look at this. Bobby Wagner, free agent signing from Seattle. That's one of the leaders of the defense right there.
Well, you know, as they're going in for their field goal and hopefully they don't have any problems with it this time. Perfect.
Right
clear.
Down here.
Clean. Tecmo apparently has high hopes for Washington. This is going to be a lot of pressure for them in their upcoming playoff game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Take the knee.
We can only imagine if this is what the score is on Sunday. Like, I mean, Philly...
Oh, my
Philly
God.
Might explode.
Did you see... Okay, so I'm watching this as you're talking, and he's up and down between... That was like 8 players he dodged right there. Gainwell, or is it Siebert?
Kenneth Gainwell there. Huge return.
I don't know.
Gets
players.
Him in position.
Yep, that was huge, all the way down to the 35. That was crazy. Run it up and in. That was a bad play. They made maybe 2 yards.
Yeah, Philly's got a score here. We got to get going.
Was going to be a pass play, decided to try and run it. QB sacked there.
Wow.
That hurts. From Hurts.
This is just the problem. This is what happened. You did not get Barkley involved in that Washington.
You had two clear.
Wow.
What was that? The quarterback gets the ball. There's two players up north that he could throw to easy. Doesn't throw to either, and they're going to punt it away at the, 55?
65 yards.
Oh,
here.
Way short. I thought that was a punt. You're right. That was a field goal. The music didn't change.
Wow.
Not that they can hear the music. Ouch.
Yeah,
ouch.
Washington just will not stop running the football.
No, they actually got stopped that time. Philly finally guessed they were going to run that hook around play. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they made maybe 5 yards on that, actually. And they're running the same play, because, the fake. Oh, and they're throwing it. Interception, there you go.
Open and he didn't throw it to him. The mistake by the rookie.
That was a mistake, and that was an interception there. So at the 35, Washington gets the ball back. No, I'm sorry. At the 35, Philly gets the ball. And they catch, and they're running. Woo! That was nice. That was a big one. That was down to the... We're going to look at the field in just a second.
30-yard line?
Down to the 30. 32, 34? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and then they're sacked. Yeah. See, that's...
Washington.
For those that haven't watched Tecmo before, if your team guesses the defensive play against the other team, then it's almost an immediate sack. Like,
yeah,
it's just
a jailbreak.
Yeah, you're just stuffed. So it's a guessing game here. While we have a good run play going from the Eagles, who makes it all the way up to the 12, it was a big pickup of yardage. That's what they needed right there.
Yeah, he needed more of that from Saquon today. Not his fault, only his second carry.
Quick throwaway there from the quarterback, but the defender is covered, or the offender is covered. Defender was there, unfortunate, incomplete. One good throw, and they could easily get a touchdown. What are you? Okay. So the quarterback got the ball, saw people coming, decided to run through the whole field of guys, and then chucked it before someone could catch him for a touchdown.
Okay. 27-15, extra point attempt coming.
Can they do it this time?
Looks good.
Clean.
Yep.
Very clean. That's 27-16. Got maybe one more quarter. Oh, that was... Oh, yep.
That's
onside
it.
Kick.
No, this is it. Onside kick attempt here.
But
Washington gets it.
Unsuccessful. That's... Yeah, Washington gets it, and that's a short one. They're at the 50, right? The 55?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, 53. All Washington, they just need to hand the ball off here and just keep running
there it is.
The clock down. This game is over.
Yep, they hooked it. Their standard hook run play. Shook off one defender, shook off a second. First down at the one.
Wow.
Eagles have no defense for what Washington is running here.
Yep, we have Jaden Daniels doing it again.
Same play.
You know, I like that. Rub it in their face.
Yep.
You know, we're the away team. We're in your house. You can't stop us all day.
We found the hole in your defense.
16.
Yeah, found the hole in your defense. You just can't keep up.
Philly, no answer for Jaden Daniels all day.
And that's that. That's that. In about 10 minutes, we did an entire run of Tecmo Super Bowl there. So that's Washington up over the Eagles. Thoughts on the game?
I mean, just very impressed with Jaden Daniels. I follow football. I can tell you the game got it right with how special this kid is. They were a little bit into him, a little much. But you saw, even the game recognizes the talent of this guy. He's going to be one of the best players on the field. He needs to have that kind of game for Philly to have, for Washington to have success this weekend, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, Washington ran basically two plays that worked the whole time.
Yeah.
Occasionally they threw the ball and it was fine. But basically they ran the hook play up around the top, and occasionally just to shake things up, they ran the hook play down around the bottom. That was about it. That was it.
Yeah. That was it.
Was it. Who are we running and in what order now?
All right. Now we have the Buffalo Bills, the team right there that you're on.
Cool.
And then the Kansas City Chiefs right there.
Who we saw last year as well.
Yep.
Okay. So we're setting it up and we're rolling. Now, it is preseason, but it's not preseason. We're just having to run it that way so we can program it. And here we go with the Bills versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Coin toss happens, and Kansas City gets it.
Okay.
Yep, and they're going to take the ball. They're not going to do the kickoff. That
We're
makes sense.
Patty Mahomes. Yeah. Patty Mahomes getting the ball. Get out quick.
Here we are. Kick down all the way to the 28. Pick it, run it, get down to the 35. That was honestly not a great return.
Carson Steele on the return, rookie there.
Oh, that's a... Oh, that was almost a sack, but thrown away, but incomplete. Better than losing yardage, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Doing a... going for a fake-out run play to... No, that was a real run play. See, the game actually faked me out. Look at that.
Isaiah Pacheco on the carry. This dude runs angry.
That was a nice run.
Like, he runs like someone took his lunch money.
It was a good run through the pack, up to the almost the 50. Now Kansas is throwing for nothing. That was way wide. He was defended, and that was a toss-away.
Uncharacteristic misfire from Holmes there.
Looks like we're running basically the same play, though. Another passing play. You got a guy that's open, but no longer open. Wow, that Buffalo defender just streaked in for that.
Came out of nowhere.
Yeah. He's like, I see what you're doing. I'm on it. And now we're trying for a run to try and get some yardage.
Direct snap to Pacheco on third down. Interesting call.
Was not complete. Did not get their first down. Looks like they're punting away.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Matt Araiza on the kick. Good stand there for Buffalo.
Solid
Very
punt.
Impressive.
All the way down to into the end zone. Caught
Touchback.
And yeah.
They do
they,
put them at the 25. Look at that.
See? I paid attention. Look at that.
Look
the
at
guy
that,
that doesn't
Look
know
that.
Football. Quick run up, picks up 8, it looks like.
Yep. Josh Allen on the carry. Allen v. Mahomes version 5, who knows? These guys just, they love meeting in the playoffs.
Oh, almost an interception from the Chiefs there. Incomplete pass. Their attacker was not there. The defender was all over it, just could not make it happen. That stings a little. You know that stings.
Oh yeah, you got to make those plays in the playoffs. You have to take advantage when they're given to you.
Buffalo did a quick run in to pick up the 2 yards they needed, and now they're on first down. It looks like they're going for a passing play. Defender comes running in, has to throw it away. Their attacker is covered, incomplete.
Had a man there on the left there. Didn't see him, though.
Handoff, run through, right through the middle of the pack. And that's going to be first down again at, what, 48, 49?
Yep. Josh Allen. Josh Allen channeling Jaden Daniels from the earlier game right now.
Setting up for another passing play. Buffalo's really trying to run these passing plays, but it seems like Kansas is almost always on them, at least a little bit. They only get a short pass, but they do manage to get all the way up to the 35.
Mm-hmm. Dalton Kincaid on the reception there, tight end.
And, oh, that's a sack. Oh. They guessed that play.
Mm-hmm.
9 seconds to go for the quarter.
Second down, 23.
Handoff, running, covered.
All right, James Cook about 6 yards there. That's fine.
No score yet, either side. Still playing on Buffalo at the third at the 8 for what they need. 3rd and 8th. Ooh. And incomplete, and they're going to punt that away.
Yeah, 4th down and 18, and we're going to play field position here. Let's see if we can pin them deep or we get another touchback.
That's a big kick right there. Yeah, into the end zone, but they're going to actually try. Oh, nope. Despite the fact the runner came up, then they decided to have him do a touchback for it anyway. Fair. 25 yards. Can't blame it. Going for a passing play. Can Kansas actually make this happen this time? No. Oh. Once again, incomplete. Buffalo all over their defense. Handoff for a run. That's the play that's been working for them, running through the middle. They've managed to make a couple first downs off of that already. That's a play that works through Washington's defense, and that works so well, they're doing it again.
Yep.
First down at the 44.
Pacheco again there.
Oh, and quarterbacks. Oh, throw away before. Yeah! But no catch.
Incomplete.
Still, good throw away. I agree with that decision that time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Trying for a passing play and turning it into a run through the middle. Man, Washington has no defense through the middle.
Buffalo this time.
Oh, thank you. Well, Washington, I want to crap on them. But you're right. Buffalo has no defense through the middle. Good running play that picked up the downs or picked up the yardage they needed for their first down. This is what happens when you have a guy that doesn't really watch football talking football. Run around the outside. Oh, that is open. There's no defenders on him all the way down. That was half the field right there.
Yeah, 55-yard touchdown there, Isaiah Pacheco.
That is our first score of the game, 6 up, and going in for a field goal. Can we have better luck than we saw in the last game?
That looks good. Harrison Butker right down the middle.
Yep, straight through. No worries, 7 up for Chiefs over Buffalo. See, I listened. And it's interesting. Oh, now we're running it this time? Why are we running this?
We're going to run this out.
Why are we running this? You were in deep in the end zone. Take the touchback. You're at the 15. Bad call. Bad call.
Dynamic kickoffs right
there. Yeah. Complete pass, but only for like 5 yards, maybe. And they're calling a timeout because they don't want to let the quarter run out before halftime so they can try and make their score. Going for another pass.
Oh,
interception. And then a fumble. What?
Wow. Buffalo giving it away and then getting a gift right back.
Yep. And that's the joy of Tecmo right there.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo trying to do the Kansas City play, run through their own defense, unable to make that happen, though.
Curious that James Cook turned that back inside. He had the left side was wide open there.
Trying it again. Unable. And so that's
7-0.
But that will end up Buffalo's defense. They didn't make the plays work, but they're going to get the ball right back, and they get to try again.
Yep.
So we're at halftime. Thoughts so far?
I'm very impressed with both defenses. One big play from Pacheco, and this is 7-0. Like, this is a game very easily be 0-0 still.
It's the kind of return to the 45, not a lot, not bad, but it's the kind of actual play you expect from a playoff game as opposed to preseason.
Yep.
Throw incomplete to the 45. Buffalo trying to make something work. They are struggling to actually get any good yardage on Kansas City. We got to run through the defense, but they don't get the yardage that Kansas City does.
Only 4 yards there. 3rd and 6, manageable.
Look, try out. For it again. Another couple, maybe. And okay, they're punting away.
Playing yep. field position here. See if we can keep it out of the end zone.
That was a big kick.
Yeah, we're gonna get a return
at the 5. Yep, they don't get to take the knee on that one.
All right, from the 12.
That was aimed well. Passing play, run through. That's their bread and butter right there. And wow. No one is on them. He just dodged 3 people. Took 4 to take them down.
Inexplicably, the linebacker just standing there watching right. Mahomes go past him.
It's like, wait, I'm supposed to do something? What is that? He's actually going to throw this time. You got the feel the computer was like, I could run this. Going for another and run right through. Oh, but this time it's actually stopped. Good job.
Into the defense. Taron Johnson, quarterback sack.
Good job there from Buffalo, actually stopping their play for once.
Huge third down here.
That's been picking them apart.
Mm-hmm.
Got to throw, had to throw it away. Blah, defender was coming towards them, and they're going to punt it away too. This is just...
Big stop for Buffalo there.
Yeah, they're... It's tight. I'm impressed by how equally matched these two teams are.
Yeah, we could very easily see this kind of a game on Sunday. You know, this could be 7-0, 7-3, or you know what? Maybe we get treated to that 45-38 game from a few years ago again. Who knows?
Catch at the 12, run up to the 18. Now we're going for a pass from Buffalo. Almost intercepted by 2 of Kansas City's players.
Yeah, Buffalo pressing a little too much right here.
They are lucky that the computer did not give the coin flip, but now they're trying for a run-through play that almost gets stopped. That's a first down at the 30, but I kind of feel like they shouldn't have had that.
Yeah, they got lucky there.
Yeah, he bounced, like tabletop football, he bounced off the other players a lot. Lining up for a throw, caught at the 41, and now they're running.
The tight end again.
That was a good run all the way down to, it looked like Kansas City's 44, 42, somewhere around there. 42. Trying the hook around play. Everyone's channeling their inner Washington right now, up to the 22. Going for a pass.
Yep, I like this. Keep the ball in Josh Allen's hands. Josh Allen to Kincaid. That play has been there all day. Touchdown, Buffalo.
He was wide open at the 10, easily caught it, snaked through 3 of the players, got in.
Yep, that's big. Tie game. Maybe.
Maybe. Field goal?
Yep, you got it.
Successful? Yeah, there we go.
Right down the middle.
And that's a big kick. They didn't go for the onside. Smart.
7-7. Kick it deep. Rely on your defense.
Yep. So they got up to the 25, 22. It's not bad. Now they're trying for their runaround hook play. Worked so well for Buffalo.
Yeah, Boston Pacheco got the touchdown.
That's how we got it before. Oh, and missed, and oh, finally taken down the 35. Buffalo's 35. That was big.
Huge play right there for Kansas
City. Big return. And just runs right through their defense again, but throws it. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that throw.
Ooh, that was risky by Mahomes.
Yeah, incomplete, did not make it. Passed in, throw, and they're just running it down. Okay, well, that's going to work.
Pacheco up the middle again, down to the 3.
Down to the 3. And this good position, because they can try to work it in a couple times, which... What was that?
Kelsey? Is that Kelsey? Of course it is.
So, runs it up to the 2, the quarterback does, and then throws it to the end zone. You're at the 2, and there's no one on you. Why aren't you just running it in?
He had to get his boy in, you know, in the touchdown. He had to get him in the end zone.
Okay, 14-7 Chiefs. Good for them.
Bad kick. Bad kick.
That was a bad kick. Not an onside. Buffalo. I think they were trying for a better, but they just Buffalo managed to get that up to the 45.
Yeah, Buffalo's got a chance here. We need to score a touchdown.
And they're throwing off all the defenders right there, and we're lining up, and it's not good.
Short.
Second and inches.
Wow.
As they like to say. Yeah. From the 3 or 4 games of football I've watched in my entire life.
Yeah, that's good. That's exactly what they said.
That'll pick it up. There we go. That's a first down with a quick hook-around run play. I don't know if there's an actual technical name for that, but that's what it always looks like. The sweep?
It's a sweep. It's a sweep. Mm-hmm.
I will not remember that.
Oh, Josh Allen! Josh Allen is loose!
Two guys to bring him down over at the 9 with a good run play there.
Last time out for Buffalo. This is it.
And does it again for that same play, runs it in.
Wow, and he gets in. Buffalo scores. We got to make this extra point. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's 13-14. If they get this point, then what are we, 12 seconds from the end of the game?
Overtime. Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, boy. Wait, I just heard this is an exhibition game. Are they going to go to overtime?
I would hope they do. They'd be sad if they don't. I don't know what we do at that point.
We're going to find out. Maybe Kansas City returns this for a touchdown.
Do we have to just run another quarter and see what happens? No. Oh.
Oh,
there we go. Okay. All right. We got it. We actually get an overtime in an exhibition. Thank you.
All right. Now, I would be tremendously impressed if the if Tecmo Bowl got the overtime rules correct. Let's find out.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. I've never actually seen Tecmo Bowl go to a overtime before. Short kick to the 30, runs back up to the 40. Ish. 35.
Yep. Josh Allen, nobody open.
Intercepted! Oh, no. Intercept on a pass play! Oh, that's really bad for them.
No.
Especially with how the Chiefs have been able to like find holes in their defense. That's real bad. That's caught for, looks like 8. Pass play to 8. And they're doing the sweep, thank you.
Oh, yeah. It's
up,
wide
around
open.
And run, and going to go basically out of bounds to get that down at the 31, it looked like.
Mm-hmm. All right, they got the 2 timeouts correct.
Mm-hmm. So, quick pass over to the 20, running it up, has defenders on him, but he's easily makes it in.
Noah Gray, the other tight end. Wow, Mahomes will not be denied at home. Wow.
And that's that.
Wow, 20-14. That could very easily be the score this weekend. It really could.
I think Tecmo got the rules right.
They did. The 2 timeouts was impressive. I would have liked to have seen what happened if Buffalo got down and did kick a field goal, because then Kansas City technically gets a possession in actual football rules. But with that interception, that was absolutely correct. The next score wins, whether it was a touchdown or a field goal. So
that
very
was
impressive.
Crazy. So we got Kansas City versus Washington. Who is our first?
I mean, I there is no really home or away team, I think. So let's just go Washington and then Kansas City. Let's just do that. Yeah.
Washington to Kansas City is what we are doing. And this is our Super Bowl, even if it still says preseason, just ignore that part.
Yeah.
It's fine. And with that, we're rolling. Coin toss, Kansas City gets it, and they're going to return it. Of course they are. It's the Super Bowl. You run it.
Mahomes wants the ball.
Going for the punt. Down to the, that was actually kind of short at the 32. That seemed a little tentative right there. They catch it, they run it back. Kansas City getting it all the way up, picks through Washington's defenses, takes 5 guys to bring them down. That was massive.
Yeah,
they're at the
28. Big return there from Carson Steele. Big return.
That was for the first play, and then they just do their run-through play like they do. Goes to a pass, incomplete, but Kansas City has already shown they have this Washington defense on notice.
Oh, yeah.
Another pass. This one's caught. I said it before it even happened because it was obvious. At the 15, runs it down. No one's there. They look dejected.
Wow. Xavier Worthy, the rookie from Patrick Mahomes. Worthy really came on at the end of the year, had a great end of the season. His last month was very impressive.
That was so fast that if I'd set up a bowl of ramen, it wouldn't even be cooked yet. And that was our first score. Crazy.
Yep. Kansas City showing why they're the 2-time champs, looking for a third.
Looking for third. Washington so far not putting up any kind of defense, catches it at the 2 on the return. And they're trying to run it up. They actually managed to get through the defenses there, get it up to the 30, almost to the 35. That was 32 right there. So good return from them.
Yep. Good job by Eckler right there.
So let's see if Kansas City's defense knows what to do against Washington.
Ooh, Daniels.
Pass way out of bounds, and he didn't even need to. There was no one on him. That was just sloppy.
That feels a little tentative by the rookie there.
Going for a sweep, over to the 40, to the 50. Stopped at the 51. Well done there.
Yeah. Brian Robinson Jr. on the carry again.
doing another sweep play. Seems like it's working. That was what Washington did the last time, too, and they made it work. That's their favorite. And it gets them down, so can't complain.
Washington driving here. Washington's driving. Oh, he's got McLaurin, but he doesn't throw it to him.
Still catches it. That I almost thought that the Kansas City was going to catch someone.
I thought they intercepted that.
Yeah, he went in for a slide. It looked like the other player had it, but they gave it to Washington, which I kind of disagree with, but fair. Right in through the middle, and that's a score from Washington.
Yep, there's Jaden Daniels. That kid is special.
It's interesting to see how well these two teams are lining up here.
Yeah. This Kansas City jumped out to a really quick 7-0 lead. Washington methodically drives right down the field and ties the game.
That's all in the first quarter, and we haven't even gotten to the second quarter yet. That's just all of that happened, like, in less time than it takes for me to boil a tea. Because it's food chat. It's always food chat.
That's right.
Return up to the 37, Kansas City side. We're here for the game. Let's see what happens. And he gets stuffed. QB sack. Washington guessed that play right from the start.
They did. Okay.
Trying again as Chiefs get pushed back. They're going for the sweep. It was working for them before. Yeah, kind of working for them now. Yep. 51. Kansas City's own 51. They got it that far. That was very nice. Quarter change. Continuing onwards. And here we go with a passing play that it's a complete pass for, like, not even a yard. I'm not sure what that was.
They lost four yards there. That was a questionable decision.
Well, I don't know what Tecmo was thinking there, but they're going for a handoff in through a run through the middle.
Direct snap to Pacheco. 6 yards. Get some of it back.
They're at the 6. They're going to have to get some yardage here, or they're going to need to throw it away. Ah, they picked it up. Sweet play around the top.
Wide open.
Guess the 25. First down. I know it's not top and bottom officially in football, but it is here. It's Tecmo. Yeah.
It is. Easy. That's the way it is.
Run through. Not as easy for them as that was against Buffalo's defense, though. They actually get stopped there.
Mm-hmm.
Worth a shot, sure, but not their best play. Going for a pass right now. Has to throw it away because there's people on him. Is it going to be complete? It is not.
All right. Big third down here for Washington. They got to get a stop.
Yeah, the Chiefs can pick up anything at this point, and that sweep is going to work.
It's open. It's just open wide all open. Day. All day.
It reminds me of... Pacheco is reminding me a lot of Bo Jackson from the original Tecmo. Because he is just...
It's very similar.
Yeah, he's just able to pick it up, get the speed, and the defenders cannot catch up. So that's 14-7 for the Chiefs here in the second quarter. We're doing a...
Big kick.
Big kick. Caught in the end zone, decides to run it, not take the touchback. Gets it up to the 20. Forced down to 21. I would have taken the knee, honestly.
At least he got it out past the 20. It's not ideal, but, you know...
And we're doing the sweep here for them as well because that's the play that worked for them against the Eagles. And
big run by Brian Robinson Jr.
Chiefs didn't have much of an answer for that. Takes the timeout. Of course they do because they have a 1:07 in a very fast game of Tecmo Super Bowl. And we want to make sure that we can... Nope, that was a quarterback sack.
Yep.
Ouch. Another timeout. Yep. Trying for the sweep again. Nope. Fake out. Other direction.
Play fake. Throws it away again, though.
Set. Third down. They got one more try to get something going here, but they're getting stopped hard. Yep. Stopped again. They're going to have to punt. Oh. Yeah, punt away. I was going to say, you got 36 seconds. You don't want to give them any chance.
Yeah. Questionable timeout call there. You want that clock running.
Yeah, that was a little weird. But it's fine. The kick return, God, I can talk, goes just fine. They're stuck at their own 30-ish. That's a football term, 30-ish. Yeah,
that's fine. Exactly. Right. Precisely.
Pass incomplete. And we're going again. Trying for another pass. There's a chance.
One more play.
Yeah. And blocked. So that's 14-7 for the Chiefs. And we're at our halftime of our quote-unquote Super Bowl.
Yeah. Very competitive first half. It there. Is. Mistakes by Washington, the sacks that they gave up, costing them a couple drives here. We'll see if they can correct that in the second half.
It's going to be their ball, so they have a chance. Punt to the 32. Almost gets stopped right there, but gets back up and is able to get almost to the 40. Going for what looks like a pass. Too much coverage, though. That was yeah. There was nothing they could do about that one. Chiefs were all over them.
He might have wanted to tuck that and run.
Mm-hmm. Trying for the fake out to the sweep. Gets up to the 50. That's good. That's a first down. That was a well played.
Yep.
That was definitely good. That's a play that works for them. And just like with just like the Eagles, Chiefs don't really have an answer. Defenders come on him for the next pass.
Ooh, that was close.
I love, he chucks it, throws it away, and then three guys pile on. I'm like, that is unnecessary roughness, sir. throw after to the 30, gets it up to the 25. First down, and we're going again. And going for the sweep. But unable to make the distance they normally do. Did they lose? No, they gained two.
Couple yards.
Two. But that was a near thing. And their guy was wide open, and he just did not catch it.
Dropped it.
Yeah. Third and eight. And that's a quarterback sack right there, because they were guessed again. Did not throw it away.
We're going to try a field goal here? We are. This is
dicey, but not the worst.
51 is makeable.
And it does. That was clean. It was nice.
Right down the middle.
It's not what they needed, but it's definitely what they had to settle for.
Yeah, they have to get points. They have to get points every time they touch the ball from now on.
Shorter punt than they probably wanted. Kansas brings it back up through the defenders up to the 41. Quick toss.
Checo.
Right to the middle. That should be close to yardage. That should get them close. Yeah, second and three. Seven. Yeah. Picked up seven, not bad. Thinking about this pass, take some time. Defenders block. Ooh. You can see they were almost really like, can I grab it? Can I get it? No, not an interception.
Love the dog piles in this game.
and we're running straight through the middle again, trying to pick up those three.
They stopped him.
They did not make it, and they're going to have to punt it right back. So that's pretty rough right there. Nope.
Yeah, that's big for Washington.
Yep. Big punt all the way back to the three.
Really good kick.
That was really nice. Three and stopped at the 12. And we're into our last quarter.
88 yards here for Jaden Daniels. Can the rookie continue to impress?
Well, he goes for it. He actually gets up to just along the border of the field. The out-of-bounds line, whatever you want to call it. There's a
sideline.
Thank you. I actually knew that term, and my brain was like, you don't know that term. Needs to throw it before the defenders get in, and intercepted by the Chiefs. I was waiting for the fumble afterwards, because that's how this game works. Yep. So intercepted at the 40. Kansas leans back to get that throw going. Nice, easy, clean. Caught at the 7.
DeAndre Hopkins. He's got one of my favorite nicknames in football. It's Nuke.
This is not unbeatable for Washington, even if intercepted?
Okay.
Never mind. Okay. I'm not going to say anything. That's a touchback at the 25 now.
Here we go.
So we're going for a long pass, it looks like. Nope. He faked me out.
Picked up it down.
Yep. Chucks it down to a short defender. And we're lining up again. Intercepted again. Again. Wow. This is rough, because that's 2 minutes left, and the Chiefs can just run out the clock.
They can. Couple first downs for Kansas City, and this is over.
Mm-hmm. Real tight game, though. I'm real impressed. Or they can just run their sweet play and go around the outside and get it all the way down to the 30. And now take a timeout.
Burning their timeouts, yep.
It's all Kansas' game to lose right now. Going through the middle. That play that we saw them run so many times.
Yep, just going to keep the ball in Pacheco's hands, make Washington use those timeouts.
Yep. Smart, they don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Going for another running play. It's a short toss, doesn't do anything. Washington has to burn that last timeout, and now Chiefs can...
Big third down.
Yep. Chiefs, third down and three. I'm not sure if that was good enough. That might have only been...
Oh, I think he's short.
I think he's short. Yeah, they're going to field goal it.
Okay.
Field goal here, like, doesn't put it out of Washington's hands, but gets it close.
Yeah.
And we are clean.
Okay.
Washington has to run it and score the field goal and do all of that in 51 seconds.
Give or take.
Give or take. Well, that's a good start. They returned it all the way to the 46.
34 seconds here. Jaden Daniels needs to get in that end zone. Two interceptions today for the rookie.
Got to run your good pass. You got to get a good sweep going. Caught at the 35. Oh, that is going to do it. That is going to do
loose.
It. That is going to do it. Oh, stopped at the 2, and that was it.
Goodness.
That was
That's
it.
That's how it ends?
That's a heartbreaker.
That's how it ends?
Oh. I was like, there's got to be one more play. You're like, no. Time ran out. There was only 35 on the clock, and Tecmo Bowl runs fast.
Oh, my gosh. Shades of the Tennessee Titans and Kevin Dyson being tackled at the one-yard line from like 20 years ago. Could you imagine? Wow.
Because if he made that, we went to overtime. That would be overtime.
What a way. What a way for the Super Bowl to end. Like, I mean, if we could be treated enough to get that kind of games over the weekend of Super Bowl, like, I mean,
that'd be amazing.
That was something. That was some
really
special
good
stuff right there.
That is honestly, like, I would feel so bad for Washington, except not really because I hate Washington. But I would feel bad for any team that was that close to cinching, like, a run into overtime just to see if they could get it.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the timeouts they burned. They had one more play if they could have just gotten down there. That's rough.
Yeah.
What a way to end. Impressive game.
Mm-hmm.
That
so,
was fun.
The Chiefs score in our version of this, do you feel that's right?
I feel like right now the Chiefs are probably still the team to beat. I think Buffalo is ready to beat them. I think we're going to see a great game. I'm most interested in the Eagles and Commanders because, I mean, whoever had the Commanders on their bingo card making the NFC title game, I mean, I got some beachfront property I want to sell you in Idaho right now because you got something right that's very impressive.
I mean, in fairness... They had to play the Lions. And I love my wife is a Lions fan. I love rooting for that team because she's for that team. When we do Super Bowl League, the Tecmo Super Bowl Leagues, I pick the Lions just to be funny about it. Like, you don't expect them to win. And they, to put it this way, the Lions showed up for the game the exact way you expect the Lions to play. They
it was
lost.
Disappointing.
Yep.
It was very disappointing. Because
yep.
Washington had a great season, and,
yep.
you know, by the same degree, Detroit had an amazing season. 15 wins, you know, I think that was a franchise record
yep.
for the amount of wins.
They
and
did
to
so
lose
good.
At home like that in the first round, and, I mean, we'll see. You saw in this game here that the turnovers were the difference. The sacks that Kansas City got and the two interceptions that Daniels threw
mm-hmm.
were the difference in the
mm-hmm.
game. That's what happened for Washington against Detroit. You know, Detroit had 5 turnovers, Washington had 0, and... It's just that is a big thing. You know, 30-something points Detroit scored, they still lost.
Yep. Well, it's going to be an interesting one. We'll see if Tecmo is right this time around. Was Tecmo right last time? They had Kansas winning, didn't it?
Yeah, they did. They had Kansas City winning last year, too.
I think they had the opponents for Kansas wrong last year, but I'm pretty sure they had Kansas win. And it was just, it was a rout that time because Kansas just... The one play that they were running in Tecmo was just destroying the other team. So
we will
see how it goes.
We'll see. It's going to be a treat weekend. I love this weekend. It's probably my second or third favorite weekend of sports all year, conference championship.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. 2 great games, 3:00 and 6:00 on Sunday. 3:30 and like 6:45, whatever the random times the NFL feels like starting. But it's going to be 2 very good games. Two teams that know each other very well. Washington and Philadelphia play in the same division. They play twice a year. They don't like each other, period. And Buffalo and Kansas City, unless you've been under a rock for 5 years or just don't follow sports, which is fine, you know that these are the two teams that have been very, you know, the class of the AFC for the past, you know, half decade, if not longer. So no surprise, those two teams are there. Washington is the sleeper. The Eagles are probably going to win the game, even though we saw Washington win. And I think Buffalo finds a way to win this weekend. I don't know why or how. I think we're going to get a a Philadelphia Eagles Buffalo Bills Super Bowl. So I'm going the opposite of what we got today.
Completely,
overall.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I also thought Detroit would make the Super Bowl against Buffalo. So I was already wrong on one account.
So in your theoretical Eagles-Buffalo matchup, who wins?
I think Buffalo finds a way this year. I think Josh Allen wins the NFL MVP. I think he is deserving. I think it is his time. He has to go through Mahomes to do it. So this feels like it has to happen. If there's a time that Buffalo, as a franchise, as a sports town, professionally for football, can punch through, this is it. You know, I just feel like this is their shot. They had it a couple years ago. It was a heartbreaking loss to Kansas City in Kansas City after tying the game. And 13 seconds, Mahomes went down the field and tied the game back. It was an insane game. And the NFL ruined it by their overtime rules, which is why we have the new rules now. I think we're in for a treat this weekend. I think Buffalo finds a way. And I think ultimately Buffalo wins their first Super Bowl in franchise history and brings that long-suffering sports fandom that is some of the greatest. On a side note about Buffalo's fan base, I don't know if you saw this because I follow sports. The Buffalo Bills fan base, the Bills Mafia, they're called, actually donated $10,000+ to Mark Andrews Charity, the guy who dropped the ball for the Ravens this past weekend. And in response to just some garbage fans of the Ravens, I guess, sending Andrews like death threats and saying how terrible of a player he was. And the Bills, in a classy move, I think, you know, said, hey, you know what? Good game. Here's some money for your charity. We're going to, you know, we're classier than these people, these bottom feeders that feel the need to death threat professional athletes who have no bearing on your life, only what you feel like they do. It's classless. It's disgusting. Shout out to Buffalo. It's a very classy town. The sports franchises there have been just begging for a championship for years for these Bills. They got crushed in the 90s four times. Heartbroken. I think it's their year.
There you go. There we have it. So Tecmo says Kansas City Chiefs easily in the end, just stopping Washington right before they can actually get in there. You say Buffalo. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Kansas City's still the team to beat. We'll see.
This has been Not So Life from Asteroid G. I was just at the Super Bowl for the Chili Dogs. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
I'm going to throw a flag on that one. You should have shared it with me.
We will see you all next time.